Hello, this is Billy Brim. I had a hard time getting on. Couldn't get the call to go through, Brother Max, but I'm on now. So you're there, and everything is good. So don't know what the trouble was, but just kept cooking me off, and it wasn't to 2000 yet, so I don't know. But here we are, and praise the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take our authority, and we will not have anything happen to this call. We plead the blood of Jesus over the call. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything will go just fine. So Max has his group here. He took a group to Jordan, and we met downstairs. And while just in between the calls, I got a message from my daughter-in-law, and I dare not go back and try to find it and read it because it might get kicked off again. But I received an offering this morning because I had heard that our general coffers were running low. And so we just thank you for all of you that heard the Lord and agreed with us. And they were telling me about one thing that had happened, and I am not able to remember it all. But we have a lady named Stephanie that we've helped through the years. She's had a ministry down at the border with young kids that are being brought across, and women and girls that are being brought across and for bad reasons at the border. And she's had quite a ministry. And from time to time, she comes to Prayer Mountain, and we let her pray in the cabins. You know, we get kind of reinforced because her ministry is one that's really, really right down with the rugged, where the rubber meets the road at the border. Sex trafficking, et cetera. And so she was out of her mountain staying in the cabin, and she was having lunch, and someone noticed that she didn't eat much, and she said, "I can only eat soft foods." Well, turns out that she had some really bad dental problems, and we took her to the dentist, and I think right now they said it saved her life. So I don't understand all about it, and I'm not going to go back and read it all, but we just wanted you to know that we help people, and we have this ministry where we help people, and that's where some of that general fund goes. And I think what we've spent now is $4,000, they say, and the dentist has helped with some things. Now she needs some dental surgery, which they say is $12,000 more, but praise the Lord. We just do what we do. We all kinds of things we do at Prayer Mountain, and one of them is help people, and help people like her. Her name is Stephanie, quite a fine woman. So, praise the Lord. We want to thank you for being a part, and being a part of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks and all of our work around the world. I'm just so thankful to God that he lets us touch lots of lives in lots of ways. And some of the things you know because they're just up front and out front. But then there's Stephanie, and we have the ministry that my son has with feeding people. And we have a hallelujah, bless the Lord. God's good. He's just so good. And he just lets us help. And he provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And all of the things we need, and all of the things you need, his all sufficiency is there for us. And we've had quite a day today. Before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to read about Moses and read about when the Lord took him up on Mount Nebo, because we were there today. Really quite something. Really quite something. Then I'm going to read over in Jude and look at that mystery, which it says that the enemy contested over the body of Moses. So, the bodies that we walked around in this earth, though they are vessels of clay, they're very precious, very precious. And so we enjoyed having dinner tonight with Max's group that he's taking through Jordan. Anything you'd like to say about that, Brother Max?
Just so blessed to have everybody on this prayer call. I know it will not be a prayer call or service on Prayer Mountain. We prayed for the weather, And I just want to mention yesterday when we went to Golan Heights area between Syria and Jordan and Israel, it was so kind of like dusty weather. And our brother and friend Guy, Billy's guy from Israel, said this is actually normal for the rain, for the sand or the dust to go over the crop. And then the rain came overnight and it cleared up. Not 100%, but at least maybe 75% as of today we drove. What I was going to mention also, because people, we saw some Muslim people going to Mount Nebo. Yesterday we went to the cave of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we saw also Muslims going to the cave. And Miss Billy and I sat down inside, and there's a guy who was explaining to us. And just how, I just want to mention how the devil is really deceiving people, like saying this land below Golan Heights is like for for the Jordanian, but the Israel leased it for 99 years. This is just nonsense. With all this to say, we are to focus really on the Word of God and what God is telling us as far of the land of Abraham. Jesus went through both sides of the river, and like Miss Billy said in a prayer call this morning, Jordan River split the valley. But if you look on the right side or the left side, which is east and west, it's very much like a mirror. And Jesus traveled over this land, around this land, and it's been given to the Jewish people. It's given to Abraham.
Yeah, Jordan. Amen. Is a part of Greater Israel.
Jordan.
There's only been a Jordan since the Ottoman Empire was defeated. So it is a part of the Greater Israel, and everywhere you go there, there's just something prophetic and quite wonderful.
Amen.
Standing up out there, Mount Nebo today. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. God is good. Now, I did not get details, but my daughter, because we were with another group of people, the Jordanian group that brought us and sat at the table with us tonight. But Shelley said on the way down, she said, Mom, a tornado hit Owasa. I'll tell you more about it at dinner. But she didn't get to tell me. So I don't know about that. But Lord God, I just want to thank you for the protection that you have given people. And these tornadoes and things come, Father, and the protection is just amazing. At how you protect people. And I want to thank you for it, and I want to stand with people that are in the path of any storm. I want to stand with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I want to stand with you to send those storms, those tornadoes back up into the skies. I always rebuke tornadoes, and I've seen them lift their little tails and go straight up into the sky and disappear. And you can go on YouTube, Chip Brim Branson tornado, but and it was a leap year day, February 29, I think it was 2005, but I can't remember. And it's taken just after they had rebuked that tornado and sent it up into the air. And I was just thinking about what it was last week, what the Lord had us praying about. It seemed to me it was all mankind, individuals. And this morning, it seemed like it was countries and nations and leaders and nations and what God could do and would do if we'd pray. And so we're thankful to be a prayer force. And he said this morning, he said, you don't realize the power of prayer force. And remember he said here, know and understand the power of prayer force. He said to me years ago, just as a nation raises up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force. And you know, a force is powerful. That's a powerful word. So he's making us understand that our prayers are forceful and powerful. And as we stand in the gap, pray for national revival and spiritual healing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to do that first of all right now for the leaders. It is written, pray first of all for those who are in authority. And so again tonight, Father, we lift them up. We lift up the leaders of Israel just across the border here. And I know some of the things that they're facing, decisions they need to make. Lift them up, Father. Think through the minds what to do about any nation on this earth like Iran. Think through their minds on what to do about the hostages, Lord. You know where each one of them is right now. And we would ask you to visit them and strengthen them and heal them and set them free. Father, in the name above every name, we ask it. We ask for the leaders of Jordan because they're having to make decisions too about Iran and other things. We ask you to think through the minds of the leaders of the United States. We lift up Canada, Lord. They're going to have an election. We're going to have prayer calls for Canada. We join Canada. We join every person here. It seemed to me that he mentioned this morning our responsibility to pray for the nations wherever we are set. And so we ask you that, Lord. We ask you that in Jesus' name. Lord, Father, in the name above every name, we just thank you for helping the young lady. You know her name. You know who she is. So many individuals, Father, that need help. And you're the helper. We thank you for the opportunity to help others. And we thank you, Father, for leading people to where they can get help and providing help they need. We know, Holy Father. Well, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Father, you told us to pray for a move of God. And we do pray for a move of God. We ask it for one for Jordan, Lord. We ask you for one for this Middle East. We ask you, Father, for a move of God for the whole world. We ask you to show yourself strong and reap a huge harvest. And right now, Lord, we ask you for direction and prayer. We ask you to give us words that are powerful. And we ask you for giving us understanding for what we need to understand and helping us to know that if something we don't need to understand, we'll just know it. Help us to know that. Because I know that this reaches way past our understanding and away past any of things that we might determine that you're talking about. It goes away past that, Lord. Oh, you're so broad and wide and deep and high and immeasurable. But we do want to thank you that you have gathered us as a prayer force, and we offer ourselves now in the name above every name. Amen. Mashtora makaya nukohola kofrandi nikochanda. Ashkena kombri kalaka halakaya. Shembro doho shandi nikohola kombraktya. Shibraha nombri kalaka halakaya nakalakaya. Vidoshwa krana nukombri kalaka fraktya nukombri. Ishene kora manakya na kohoro kodachya na kohoro kodashka. Ile dora pefa na kohoro kodambri kalako kambri kalako hushekye. Ishene makanya na kohoro kodachya. Ibele tushwanta mangoro godo hushekye na kohoro dora kopapya. Megolo kofrandya na kopratya na kohoro hushekye. Oh Lord, I want to thank you for helping me get on this call. Praise the Lord. My Jesus. Pifra halo comprefre, kata kohoro compatia. Ishana matoke apaka, jahindohan jange, de godosh kanchana godoshke. Ishidiko haplakton, ene kohoro kotoshke di bra, makoro kodohi bakaya, nakahalaila halaila. Ishatoro gohoshende, de godoho shakyata. Kipra kadoho leke pi, Mantana kohoro kotoche. Gevara patwa, ashaturu ko ubibra, bangala ko kapre. Ishato na anyete, ma anyete, ma anyete. Kapikoto kohole kefre, ishato, ishato, ishato. Kima na kwa koja na kohoro kodacha na kodoshka. Gilegar tianto, oshketinja, atako kohoro kapai. Midigo toto dogo shvatito, toko jantiato, dogo doshka tampe, ikalaka francho no koprekti anako doshke. Galitonia, galitonia, galitonia. Kapiko pehisha, amato tapi, mene ne kohora. Bambila toho shetiato, toko toho shatiato. Pasko tote de gohole kapai ene kohora kopa. Igala kombri kete kefra, masko ton tjenge, ma tjono kohora kodoski, ta praka da kahalai, igala gam profra katini ne kohora pa. Isha te oto koho shantike. Kema ne kwa, kema ne kwa. Ila do riamanakaya, mangolo do de kapito. Oh, Mashpeto chanda di gotohi shakchato. Kivre kotohi shankchene, ne kohre kotancha. Ise ne koto prekateka halai ala kompratre keti injua. Ise ne kotoshka tanche di gotohi shakchete. Kavra kodo bohole ka prachonte di gotohi shakchato kuhupa. Ise ne kohre kotjashka. Gangala ala kaya ne kohre konjangdoro gotoshke tebre. Isha taro koho chan taro koto hishe cha. Ika fralo kukre freke da chonde di koho shan cha cha. Nikola kombre. Nikola kombre kote koho pe. Nikola kahara manacho. Nindolo kombre kete ka fraka de koho le ka praha la kaya na tahai. Isha tolo koto ro koto hishan chete. Preskoto, preskoto, preskoto. Ika la hai. Bikalahai, bikalahai, bikalahai. Pachora varadanya ne kohoro kodoshke tambrata tasrakcha te kodoshke. Igele kaprak, frangjoshke, mene kodoshke. Ime ne kuahara kamprakcha ne kodoha shangchonka de kodohi shekchiki. Ishantoro kohore kaprakcha de kodohi shekchana. Ishantoro kohore kapasra kati helikanka. Ame ne kohoro kotoshke, tempe kete ka fraka otshende ne kohoro kotoshke. Blivrato, tene kotohi shekchata. Oh, Father, 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 mishkotora, mishkotora, mishkotora. Libro dua jovante, le kata tuko hobe kalai, antoro koto eshetaka. Libro koto eshete ne kora manai. Asha toro koho la ka praktia na kora katitia na koto de kotoshka. Oh, Father, shati, oh, tidi koto hoshanti, tidi koto hoshanti. Isha toro koto hoshanti, ne koto hoshanti. I kafra katu koho le kampra kada rakaya na kaha rakaya. Kibiri duwe shonte, maanyo lo koho lo kodoshke te bra katu kafra. Ishiri go twa, mi tolu go do ishan gene koto, ti kada galla kai. E koto go brik kafra antia. Ishan de lo go brik kata kala kaya na koho rakantanya na koho rakodeshke vicha. Swin swan yun ko ramanai kin chun go doshka. Mikko ro ko do shakya da na ko doshka. Ikalakaya na ko le kakaya na ka halakaya. Kibile hela. Kibile halai. Kibile halotom ke kitra halo ko ke ka ta hasha. Kishi ko to pre ke ka ko to shan chakya. Kopikatai ana kohoro kotonche di kodoshka tape, kata kohoro heli kankanga. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Imeni kuba haba lo tesh kotonche di kodohishe tiapta da kodohisha. Isha tolo koho chanke di kodohishe tiapta. Isha tolo kapra makoro kodohisha tiapta. Shatoro goho le ka prefre ta tanche. I ka fra le kum prefre ti he shan kyo le koto he shak kyo kyo. I ka la koho le kampa le ko en le lun lombre ke ti kebra. Mi toro goho chwe shakatoro manaka aro katari angu. Mash koto bre ke ti kei la kaya le koho le koto shka. Jene kot diafra kota apshan. Kimre qua, ma shoko tombre, che dico fraha la compre. Ishi te guho shwan, che ne ko shet, che te koto ho shet kyan. Ike li kaha la kaya, ne kaha la kakapre. Ishi te manangre, koto ho shet kyan de. Ishi te guho ra kapet, che ne koto shketapre, kato ka fraha. Ishi te guho chua. Mishkotori makala kakangara kadoshka. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Isha naman naya na kohra kataya na kon yanikai barakotonche. Ikalaha anyo arakatonche tikohushwa. Isha naman twirio na kohra kandyakta rukodohishekye tikotohishekya. Isha turukoshenge de kadashanche. Ika frahala kompretia, antoro godo ejatia. Kivro hotompre, kate kohole kapre. Jena makwa, oshana koro katinyo. Ika la ka frahala kompre, kate ka alaila, 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 ka andia no gondoshka. Isha dote na kohori katitia, taka jange, kate kumpa. Jene matwa, shete koro kodonche, di koho jengtia. Nitu kuhupa, manto no kohoro kodoshka tapi, kata kodoshka. Kili katana katanya na kotohi shakchakta. Kahala kakama na kohoro katanche. Ishatara kotohi shantara kotohi shantara kotonche. Ikala kahara kotonya na kohoro kodoshka tapi, kata kataha prakala kakabli. Inye na kohoro kotonya na kohoro katanya na kohoro kakipra. E je ne meno va, ma scotore capiccio. E sciando lo goho vecchia ti cagna ne coho le capa. Chiei ti vita. Chiei ti vita capa. Ah, le bro tobe che te cata anche. E sciamara cattosche, cantoro cattosche ticcia. Cosa coto coho le cambraccia, ne coto cattoncente, ne coho le capa. E sciando lo goho le cambraccia, ne coto scandianda. Mika te koho le kamprakya, te koho shankya, te koho tohe shankyete. Ishe te koho shebre, e para ko onye ala kapanka, Shato, Shakako Shangchato, Shetiko Horokon Chango, Gohotanto, Pekatika Halakaya, Jenekotishkato, the Koshwetarako Fred, Yelakon Janga, Shato to go Shangchet, the Goto Shakchet. Pita, and you to go Hove, Erekampa, Alito. Kampite Koholoko Fred. Kampite Kahalakaya. Nangorokota etcheke. Mangorokoto hishekia tokotoko. Kepaka dahala kombrakta na koto hishekia to. Hishate kohura kapito kaparakatanje. Kafikata kohule kombrakta na koto hishekia to. Koto hishekia to. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Kivali hutwa, marakora kodoi shangjene, kora kodoshke, de katakatashke, danshke. Nangoro godo eche, mantu nuku ora kodoshka. Kivara katahalai, atonya nuku ora kodoshke, de katatua halikonka. Mishkadora patashke, de kosu kontraktya. Kime nika halakaya, nika haya. Kini kahalakai ene kahaila. Libela topa. Ila patoka, ila patoka. Kashi natora manakai. Shantora gota hebe pete. Yama kora katanya na gota gota gotoche. Shantora kuhuli kapa. Kimele no nombri kola kotonje li godoshka. Mishkotore mene qua. Akora godo in shantie. Shantara go shankete, go do hishak chakta. Ishkantora manaka, la kata kohora katancha, go doshka. Ivele hotuanya, go hora katashka, tancha, go doshka. Bless the name, bless the name, bless the name. Minuquar, te kohora katayi, no kopele, brasone, go to the kohishin jakta. Kalakara tishko tancha, go do hishak chakta. Kira godo hula kamprakta, godo hishek jekke, ne godo ra katonche de godoshka. Me godo go brevra kataya. Mi godo go dupra. Mi godo kohoro kataya, ne koro kato da kohore kantiakta. Ishvedi duswa, godo koro kambito, da koro matako da nashka danje de godoshka. Kima ne kohoro godoshke, di bra kataya, ne godo go dati. Ijena makai, ijena makai, ijena makai. Makoro godoshka. Mangolo hulu kopre, ili kakam, bala godohi shakchakte. Kira godo gohli kambrik dior, manakari, ijena godoshke. Ijena kora, manakala, ko bala kaya, ijena kohula kambrikte. Ijena metwa, mishkotori, madiko hulu kapitio, Jena makaya na kohola kopanga na kohola katashka tachi tachi. Manakwe, 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 manakwe. Ngele gavra, mashkora, manakro, kile kambra, ele kombrake, mide kondoshke. Hallelujah, hallelujah, pa halakaya na kohola kopanga. Nishete kohola kotoshke, te prekata kaha. We will leave it on chain, it goes to his shack chunk, it goes to his shack chapter. Kashka top trick there. Ikalaka hafra, a shon there, break at the go to his shank chapter. Ikalaka horaka pito, makoto do go to his shank ya. A shanker do go his shank ya, a laka prita. Kifrang duro go to his shank chapter. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Kifra kondambri koto koho shakchokto, ikala mahai, kifra kalakaya, shondebe hili kakakra, donde ichana kohora kodoshka tinchangya. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Brother Max.
All right. Yes.
At the end of the call, I want you to let me talk to you a little bit, ask a question.
Okay.
I mean, at
you
the end.
Me to...
I mean, still on the line. I want to ask on the line, but after you've given us what the Lord said.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you. Start with the first statement here. And it reads like this. Oh, and it is underlined. All of it is underlined. And it reads like this. Victory is a powerful theme. Yeah. Victory is a powerful theme in my word.
T-H-E-M-E?
T-H-E-M-E. That is correct. Victory is a powerful theme in my words. In my words. And the ultimate success. The ultimate success that comes from faith in me. Okay, I'll slow down here. I'm just anxious to read the rest of it. Okay, I'll start all over here. Victory is a powerful theme in my words, and the ultimate success that comes from faith, that comes from faith in me, my power and guidance to overcome. Yeah, that's the statement. I'll read it again. Victory is a powerful theme in my words, and the ultimate success that comes from faith in me, my power and guidance to overcome. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined.
Oh, from the beginning.
All of it, yes. All right. Scripture. Looks like one of our repeat one here. Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. Revelation 12:11. Revelation 12:11. Psalm 60:12. Romans 8:37. Revelation 12:11. Psalm 60:12. Okay. Reinforcing. Yeah. Reinforcing. Sorry, next statement. Reinforcing. That the true victory comes from my divine, divine support in this prayer today, with my prophet and friend. Okay. This part is underlined, the one I'm going to read. The rest of it is underlined, which should read like this. Emphasize the importance in trusting God for overcoming all church. That's a long statement. Okay, I'm going to start from the beginning. I'm going to read the beginning, you know, the non-underlined part. Reinforcing that the true victory comes from my divine support in this prayer today, with my prophet and friend, the rest of it is underlined. Emphasize the importance in trusting God for overcoming all, A-L-L, church. And that is the statement. Thank you, Lord. Next scripture. 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Isaiah 54:17. One more here. Joshua 1:5. All right, next statement. This one's probably long. There is no underline in it. Okay, read like this. I will lead you and use you to spread. I will lead you and use you to spread my knowledge. You share my victory in me.
You're just a little bit muffled.
Oh, okay. A little bit muffled.
Now that's better.
Okay. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. I don't really do anything.
Okay, what is
You share my victory in me.
In me, okay.
In me.
Thank you.
Yes. And it goes on like this. We're not done with the statement. It goes on like this. So you share my victory in me. My active role to provide confidence. My active role to provide confidence and encouragement. I'll give you some time to write it, to provide confidence and encouragement, knowing that I am the source and victorious. The source and victorious one. Victorious one. You have me, church.
Mm.
Okay, let me. I'm just going to read it really quick here one more time. Make sure everybody got it down. I will lead you and use you to spread my knowledge. You share my victory in me, my active role to provide confidence and encouragement, knowing that I am the source and victorious one. You have me, church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. Then the Lord gave us one of our favorite verses, I believe, 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5, verse 4. Then Deuteronomy 20, verses 4 through 6. Deuteronomy 20, verses 4 through 6. Isaiah 54:17 again. Wait, yeah? Isaiah 54:17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next statement is underlined, all of it. So the statement I'm going to read now is underlined. Declares my strength as salvation. Declares my strength as salvation and defense. D-E-F-E-N-S-E. Yeah. Declares my strength as salvation and defense. Don't you know? It is the victorious way I am. Don't you know my ability? It is the victorious way I am. All underlined.
Okay, just a minute here.
I'm going to read it again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Declares my strength. Maybe I'm not pronouncing declares right, but it's declares, E-S in the end. My strength as salvation and defense. Don't you know my ability? It is the victorious way I am.
Okay, I missed that part, my ability.
Okay, my ability. It is my victorious way. I am.
Okay.
Got it, Ms. Billy?
You cut out a little bit there. Let me see if I've got it right. That's why I missed that one part.
Oh, okay.
Declares my strength as salvation and defense. Don't you know my ability? It is my victorious way I am.
It is the, or the, victorious way
I
am.
Oh, it is the victorious way. Okay.
Correct.
I am.
I am.
Okay, I think I got it. Let me read it back to you.
Okay.
Sure. Declares my strength as salvation and defense. Don't you know my ability? It is the victorious way. I am.
That is correct. And it's all underlined, all of it, all the statements.
All underlined.
Okay.
Okay.
All underlined. Then the Lord gave us Zephaniah. I'm
Zephaniah?
Sorry, Zechariah. Zechariah.
Zechariah?
Zechariah. Zechariah. For sure, Zechariah.
Okay.
Zechariah 4, 6.
Zechariah 4,
6? Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and next scripture is 1 Samuel 17, 47, 47. 1 Samuel 17:47. Okay, next statement. My assistance. Yeah, my assistance. ASSISTANCE. My assistance. Okay. Empowers you to achieve what seems impossible. Go now, Trump, Benjamin. I'll read it again. Let me see, it's second page I have. Continue to this line or not? No, it's not. This is the end of it. Okay. I'll read it again. My assistance empowers you to achieve what seems impossible. Go now, Trump, Benjamin. That is the statement. And Benjamin is written in Arabic. Forgot to mention that. I'm used to that language, right to left. Okay. You could just take a note, Benjamin in Arabic. Okay, praise the Lord. Next scripture. Psalm 18:1-8. Psalm 18, verses 29 and 30. 30. Psalm 18:29-30. Proverbs 21:31. This one is underlined. Let me see all of it or part of it. Da-da-da, praise the Lord. All of it. Next statement, the one I'm going to read, is underlined. You prepare, or prepares, E-S and N, so that's prepares, not prepare. You prepares for battle. Yeah. You prepares for battle or battle, but acknowledges that victory is determined. But acknowledges that victory is determined by me. Determined by me. Okay, listen to this. The ultimate overcome of any fulfillment depends, D-E-E-N-D-S, depends on my will for my nations. Okay, I'll read it again, all underlined. You prepares for battle, but acknowledges that victory is determined by me. The ultimate outcome of any fulfillment depends on my will for my nations. There you have it.
Okay, let me see if I have it. You prepare for battle, but acknowledges that victory is determined by me. The ultimate outcome of any fulfillment depends on my will for my nations.
That is correct.
All underlined.
All underlined.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Scriptures here. Isaiah 59:5-9, verse 19. Isaiah 59:19, Psalm 44:5, Psalm 44, verse 5, 1 Timothy 6:12. Isaiah 59:19, Psalm 44:5, 1 Timothy 6:12. Next statement is underlined, and it reads like this: my promise to crush evil. And another ultimate here. I thought it's eliminate, but it's ultimate. Okay. My promise to crush evil and ultimate victory, all of this by my grace to you. All underlined. I'll read it again. My promise to crush evil and ultimate victory, all of this by my grace to you. My promise to crush evil and ultimate victory, all of this by my grace to you. All right. 1 John 2, verses 13:1-4. 1 John 2:13-14. Psalm 18:39. Next statement. I will provide for you all. I am as a rock. I am as a rock. Fortress? F-O-R-T-R-E-S-S?
Fortress.
Okay. A rock? Fortress. Thank you, Mr. Fortress. Mm-hmm. And deliverer. I need to roll my tongue here. Deliverer. Okay. Moving along. I will ensure your victory over violent. Over violent. Reinforcing your security. Reinforcing your security and trust. Oh, that's it. Reinforcing your security and trust.
All right. I would like to ask you a question.
I'm gonna read it. Go ahead.
Is the word "I will ensure your victory over" is it violence or violent?
Violent. It could be there's an S. There's like a little line after the T. Yeah, maybe it's. Let me see here.
Spell it for me.
I will go with violence. V-I-O.
Okay.
L-E. MP, and it seems like there's, I'm not sure if it's an S or a long dot. So.
Well, it means two different things. So spell it again, please.
Okay. V-I-O-L-E-N-T.
E-N-T?
E-N-T, yeah.
Okay.
So what is that?
Okay.
Read, pronounce.
It's violent.
Okay.
And,
violent, okay.
V-I-O-L-E-N-T. Violent.
Yeah. Violent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Reinforcing your security and trust. That's the rest of the sentence here.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to read from the beginning?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay. I will provide for you all. I am as a rock, fortress, the way you read it. Okay. And deliverer. I will ensure your victory over violence, reinforcing your security and trust.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. All right. Hebrew 2:14, 2:14, Hebrew 2:14, 2 Samuel 22, verses 2 and 3. 2 Samuel 22, verses 2 and 3. Psalm 20, verse 6. Yeah, 6. Psalm 20, verse 6. Last statement here is underlined. Your victory. Anointed. And answered, yeah. Oh, answers, A-N-S-W-E-R-S. Your victory, anointed, and answers from heaven. And that is the statement. Your victory, anointed, and answers from heaven. And this was all underlined, if I didn't say that. Your victory, anointed, and answers from heaven is underlined. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm
Thank
just...
Thank you, Father.
I just have this anointing to tell everybody this. Today, when you write down trust in me, put your name after that. Just put your name.
You know, your wife said something to me, Quinn. She said that she overcomes and has a lot of victory when she's confronted with one thing or another, just by that one line, trust in me. She just, you know, that just that one line from our prayer calls, trust in me.
Yeah,
no matter what
true.
It is, trust in me. So that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like you're just saying,
yeah.
Billy Graham, trust in me.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Max,
mm-hmm.
trust in me. Shelley, trust
that's
in me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Quinn, trust in me.
Mm-hmm. Quinn, Brenda.
So that's kind of a confirmation, because she already had told me that. And then by your receiving to say that again, it makes me think that the Lord wanted it emphasized.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know she's been talking a lot to you guys. She just missed you, and she was just downloading. Praise the
mm-hmm,
Lord.
Mm-hmm. So that really, you know, that said, that's right. I mean, if you can't remember anything else from a prayer call, just trust
yeah,
in me.
That's
no
true.
Matter, no matter what the situation is, just trust in me.
Remember that. Yeah, remember to trust God.
No matter what,
amen.
No matter what. I thought that was really good. And then I believe that was confirmation when you, in the same, I think she told me that today, but it might have been yesterday.
Sure.
You know this first one, when he said, victory is a powerful theme in my words. I have noticed that his words have themes. It seemed like there'll be a theme one week, and it'll be strength, or there'll be another theme. But it seems like to me he's telling us in all of his words, victory is the powerful theme.
Hmm.
And so I'm reading again, going back just to what he said, without my words added. Victory is a powerful thing in my words, and the ultimate success that comes from faith in me, my power and guidance to overcome, and all that is underlined.
Correct.
Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Psalm 60:12.
Wow.
With God, or through God, we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our enemies. We used to sing that. Through our God we will do valiantly. For it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Those are all victory verses. Reinforcing that the true victory comes from my divine support in this prayer today with my prophet and friend. And then, underlined, emphasize the importance in trusting God for overcoming all church. And that's just what your statement and Quinn's statement is about. Emphasize the importance of trusting God. We're overcoming all. Quinn said, in anything that comes up, that's just what I say. Trust in God. 2 Corinthians 2:14. I made a little mistake there. But thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. The New American says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. Don't you love that? And then Isaiah 54, 17, which He's going to give us twice.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Just a minute here. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their vindication is from Me, declares the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's going to give that one again, and we will be glad to take it again. Joshua 1:5. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now this is the next statement. I will lead you and use you to spread My knowledge. You share My victory in Me. My active role to provide confidence and encouragement, knowing that I am the source and the victorious one. You have Me, church.
Mm.
1 John 5:4. Woo, victory in this one today, I'd say.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
That's it.
Deuteronomy 20:4-6. For the Lord your God is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. The officers also shall speak to the people, saying, who is the man that has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him depart and return to his house. Otherwise, he might die in the battle and another man would dedicate it. Who is the man that has planted a vineyard and has not begun to use its fruit? Let him depart and return to his house. Otherwise, he might die in the battle and another man would begin to use its fruit. Hallelujah. This is, the Lord is giving instructions for who can, you know, not go down to the battle right away. But He says that He's the victory. He's the one who fights for you. Hallelujah. So if some do not... If some are excused from the fighting, then the Lord is enough. He's enough.
He is enough.
And then Isaiah 54:17. If a man married, he had a year off from the battle in those days. He can go down to the war. But God's enough, no matter whoever's excused. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from Me, declares the Lord.
Wow.
Now the next is a statement that is underlined. Declares My strength as salvation and defense. Don't you know My ability? It is the victorious way. I am. He's the victory. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4:6. Mm-hmm. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. It's really not by the size of the army or anything. It's by his spirit. 1 Samuel 17:47. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give it into our hands. Hallelujah. It's very plain. Everything is about victory today, but it's all very plain that it's all in him. My assistance empowers you to achieve what seems impossible. Go now, Trump, Benjamin. Psalm 18, 29 and 30. For by you, I can run upon a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He's a shield for all those who take refuge in him.
Mm-hmm.
I like the King James. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I've leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, tested. He is a buckler or a shield to all that trust in him. Proverbs 21:31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. And on this, I like the ESV, the New American, and the Amplified. Because they all use the word victory. King James says that safety is of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And then this is underlined. You prepares for battle, but acknowledges that victory is determined by me. The ultimate outcome of any fulfillment depends on my will for my nations. Isaiah 59:19. So they will fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, that's the east. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. Now this is, I like better the King James on this than I do either one of those. King James and Amplified are both good. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
Very interesting.
All right. Psalm 44:5. Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we tread down those who rise up against us. I mean, this is total victory today. Whoa. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And then underlined, my promise to crush evil and ultimate victory, all of this by my grace to you. 1 John 2:13 and 14. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the evil one. Psalm 18:39. For you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. I will provide for you all. I am as a rock, fortress, and deliverer. I will ensure your victory over violent, reinforcing your security and trust. Hebrews 2:14. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Now that is, that is the New American. I really like better the ESV or even the King James. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. Second Samuel 22:2-3. Second Samuel, just a minute here. I've got kind of mixed up here. Okay. Why are you doing this? My computer here. Oh, I don't know why it's doing this. I better, it kind of does this. It goes to 3 John, and it kind of does that almost every time. I don't know if it's a glitch in my computer or what. Let me just go to 2 Samuel 22, and then I'll find it.
And he said, okay.
Yeah.
Got it?
He said,
okay.
Yeah, I got it. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. There's those words. all three that he used.
Wow.
My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. And here it is, V-I-O-L-E-N-C-E. Hallelujah. He used all of those words.
Wow.
Hallelujah, that he had just given us. Let me see now. Psalm 20, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. He uses the word anointed again, underlined. Your victory anointed and answers from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The word anointed is there and the word answer is there. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Hallelujah. That underlined that statement. Your victory anointed and answers from heaven is underlined. Trust in me. Today I think that he's speaking to us and he's speaking about individual victory, but I also think there might be something in here for nations.
Yeah.
And for leaders of nations, namely Trump and Benjamin.
Yeah. You know, what really caught my eyes here from the morning prayer call, the beginning of statements after Ezekiel 22:30, he said, while praying for their wisdom and well-being with my prophet and friend, seeking unity, standing firm from the days to come. And look what he told us, what he gave us in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
All about victory. It's all about, he said, the days yet to come, but it's all about victory. But
and
we have to acknowledge.
And it's about the countries and
the nations. And it's about the countries and the nations. And here's the other thing caught my eyes too, Miss Billy. In the end of the statement after Psalm 18:39, I put lines underneath him here when you read them. Remember you saying something about a person or somebody like for a need or even McDowell, or he said, I will provide for you all. I am as a rock. I mean, praise the Lord.
Provide.
He will provide. You see, he is answering every tongue. He is answering every spirit, prayer, tongue. And I'm sure there's a lot more. Praise the Lord.
Yes. I'm going to look up this 2 Samuel again. See a certain Hebrew word is used. It is. He gave us 2 Samuel 22:2-3. Now, he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I look up that word violence and it is the word Hamas.
Praise the Lord.
So I think he's saying here, I think he's, one of the things he's saying here is, I will ensure your victory over Hamas.
Yeah. And those hostages will be
reinforcing your security. They definitely need a security.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's many deep layers
and things here. But I like this. I believe there's a message in, my assistance empowers you to achieve what seems impossible. Go now, Trump and Benjamin.
Yeah.
I think
probably he's saying enough talking, maybe, or yeah, just go.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise the Lord. God uses to pray these things. And he told us there's a force in our praying. So we have to trust that he uses them.
I mean. I will be doing the service this morning. I might take a nap and then get up by 2:30. You could join me at Yeshua Love Heals Facebook. Yeshua's Love Heals Facebook. YESUHS Love Heals at 2:30. Oh, I'm sorry. 6:30 p.m. I forgot that I am in Jordan. 6:30 p.m. in Minnesota Central Time. Praise the Lord.
It's going to be 6:30 p.m. in Central Time, right?
Right, right. That's all they need to know. 6:30 Central Time.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I was going to talk to you about something, but I think I'll wait. But remind me tomorrow.
Oh, come on. Say it.
I like
the company. Okay.
I know.
I'll remind you tomorrow.
I remind me tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Brother Max.
We'll see you.
I will see you tomorrow and let me know what time we're going to leave. Because we're going to leave Amman, Jordan.
Okay.
We're in the capital city of Jordan right now. Capital cities are very, very important. So the Lord had us praying this in a capital city. We prayed in Jerusalem, capital of Israel. Now we're praying in Jordan, Amman, capital of the Jordan. Praise the Lord. Oh,
he is working.
Goodness. Victory, victory, victory. Bless the Lord. I'll see you tomorrow, dear brother.
See you tomorrow.
For being so good to us, Max and Quinn. Oh, my goodness. All right. Love y'all. Love everybody
love you.
At home.
Shalom, shalom.
And the next prayer call, I'll be home. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.